Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tfilah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkus, working on the first parak of Pirkei Pticha, on the fourth paragraph. And what Rav Pinkus is going to do for the next couple of sections is try to support his basic claim that ultimately, in order to receive anything in this world, one has to ask from the Ribono Shel Olam. That nothing happens until we've prayed, until we've requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he'll bring for us three proofs. His first today we'll see from Rashi and the story of creation. Second from the Tfilot of Yitzchak for Rivka. And the third will be from the events of Yitziat Mitzrayim. He begins with the Psukim and Breshit that describe the creation of the grass, and he's going to refer to a Rashi which is built on a Gemara in Masechet Chulin that is somewhat well known. The Psukim say, Ela Todot HaShemayim Ha'aretz Bihi Bar'am, the beginning of Perek Bet, V'yom Asot Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim, the days in which God made Eretz and Shamayim. V'chol Siach HaSadeh Terem Yeva Aretz, V'chol Eisev HaSadeh Terem Yitzmach, and before there was any grass, or there was any field, or there was anything growing, Ki Lo Yimtir Hashem Elokim Al Ha'aretz, because God had not yet caused the rain to fall, V'ha'adam Ayin La'avod Et Ha'adama. And then an apparently extraneous piece of information at the very end of Pasukei, V'adam Ayin La'avod Et Ha'adama. There's no human being around to work the land, which appears to be why the grass isn't growing, which is a little bit strange. And so the Gemara asks, in Chulin Daf Samach Amud Bet, Rav Asi compares and contrasts two Psukim. It says, V'totzei Ha'aretz Deshe, in the story of creation in Breshit, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Bet, on the third day. Betlata b'shabda, on the third day of creation. V'chtiv v'chol siyach ha'sadeh, terem yeh ba'aretz, b'ma'alei shabda. And already at the beginning of Perek Bet, we just read that there's no earth, there's no grass on the earth, even after Shabbos. So what is this supposed to teach us, says the Gemara in Chulin? Melamed she'yatzu d'sha'im v'amdu al petach karka. The grasses were standing just at the tip of the earth, waiting to sprout forth, ad shebat amar rishonu v'kesh aleim rachamim, until the very first human being came and davened, asked for mercy, then v'yardu gshamim v'tzamchu, then the rain came out, and the grass grew. The Gemara concludes, interestingly, this piece of the Gemara is absent from Rashi al HaTorah. L'medcha she'akadosh baruch hu mit'aveh l'tfilatan shel tzadikim. This teaches you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God, the Holy One, the Creator of the Universe, is desirous of, seeks out, the prayers of the righteous. This Gemara seems to make it plain that in fact the rain wouldn't come until Adam HaRishon would daven. Let's see how Rav Pinkus puts it. V'lamdu balei avodah yesod zemufur miparshat breshit. The balei avodah, the balei musar, learned this concept, this foundation, this yesod, that nothing happens unless you ask from Hashem. From the story of creation, from Parshat Breshit, Dichti b'chol siach hasadeh terem yeh ba'aretz v'chol ezev azerem yitzmach v'omtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz v'ha'adam ayin la'avodat ha'adama. Again, beginning with Breshit, Perek Bet, Pasuk Hey, the human being is not on the earth. Mefarash Rashi, and here he quotes the Gemara through Rashi, Kshenigmara b'riata olam b'shishi kodem sh'nivra ha'adam. The world was finished on the sixth day, before the human being was created, the chol esev asadeh adayin lo tzemach, but the grass still hasn't come. Uvashlishi shekatuv vatotzei haaretz, vatotzei lo yatzu. What does it mean? It says it came out. They haven't come out. Ella, what is that? What is it? How are we supposed to understand vatotzei? They're coming out. They're about to come out. Ella, al petach hakarka amdu ad yom hashishi. They stood just at the edge, on their way to come out. Velama, why didn't the grasses sprout forth? Kilohim tir, because there was no rain. Umatam lom him tir, and why was there no rain? Lefisha hadam ayin lavorata adama, because there was no human being to work the land. Ve'ein makir betovatan shel gshamim, and there was nobody around to recognize, to be aware of, to understand, to comprehend the gift of and the goodness of the rain. Ksheba adam ve'yadashem tzorech la'olam, and when the human being was around and finally understood the need for rain to get the grass to come out of the ground, hitpalel aleihem, Adam HaRishon asked and prayed, v'yardu v'tzamchu ha'ilanot v'hadashayim. The rain came down, and the trees and the grass sprouted forth. Interestingly, Rav Pinkus puts in parentheses at the very end, And in the Gemara in Chulin, it concludes, teaches us that God desires the prayers of the righteous. It's interesting the way in which Rashi somewhat tweaks the Midrash, leaving out the conclusion, because the conclusion is not pertinent to the Parshanut that he's trying to get across. But for of Pinchas, we'll see this notion of God mitavela tefila, that God seeks out, God desires our prayers, that idea is essential. For of Pinchas, part of what makes tefillah function is in fact the idea that God seeks it out. God wants us to build that relationship. God wants us to ask so that God can give, so that the rain can come and the grass can grow.